Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden cracking down on the border. Major arrest in Mexico. The Bills' safety has finally woken up. What were his first words? And China is developing something that sounds like not a great idea. And of course, Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, Joe Biden announcing a new immigration policy. Here's what we know so far. The U.S. would allow a certain number of immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, but not if you showed up here illegally. Anyone who wants to be here legally would have to have an American sponsor and have come through a port of entry. They're calling it humanitarian parole. On the one hand, this new policy will allow 360,000 immigrants from these four countries to be granted humanitarian parole. 360,000 a year. That is a massive increase from what has currently been the law. But on the other hand, there were 82,000 border crossers from these four countries in November alone. That's almost a million a year. So cutting it down to 360,000 is a big cut. Maybe El Chapo's son, though, will be one of those people brought across the border. El Chapo, the Mexican cartel leader, his son was arrested in Mexico. Now, the last time this happened in 2019, the cartels called a code red. They flooded the city, attacked Mexican soldiers, blew stuff up, and threatened the families of Mexican police officers until the government gave him back to the cartel. So we'll see if they do that again or if he'll be joining his dad in the maximum security prison in Colorado. We have a great update from the Buffalo Bills about their safety, Damar Hamlin. He woke up for the first time, and the official word is he is neurologically intact. I've never heard that term before, but it's good news, so we'll go with it. What were the first words that he told his nurse when he woke up? Did we win? And finally, I'm going to go ahead and put this in the probably not a great idea category. Scientists in China have developed a vaccine that can be distributed by mosquitoes. Genetically modified mosquitoes sent out into the world to bite people and give them a long-lasting immune response to many different diseases. They're working mostly with Zika. I don't know. Remember what happened last time China was messing around with viruses? Bill's message of the day. Next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Idaho College murders again point out how evil is on the rise in America. That is because of new progressive leadership that does not want to punish criminals, but mostly because the USA is becoming a very secular country. Now remember, the Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian philosophy. In the rotunda of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., on display is a sculpture of the Ten Commandments. Why? Because our laws and our freedoms are based upon Judeo-Christian philosophy, not religion, philosophy. And when that philosophy diminishes, particularly when it comes to good and evil, then evil acts rise. And we're seeing it almost every week in the news. Mass murders of children at schools. Incredible crime in the inner cities by drug gangs. And now this Idaho situation, where it looks like a young man, for no reason, went in and brutally stabbed four college students to death. Again, for no reason. This is evil. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, BillO'Reilly.com has it. And you can reach me easily, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Let's go to the mail. Nelson, concierge member Nelson, thank you. It's really a crime that so many of these posts on the internet are getting upset over Santos. Do you really believe the Democrat Party is any better? How many of them lie, whether in front of the cameras in Congress or when appearing in front of their so-called constituents? All politicians lie. Okay, maybe that's true, but when you are a fraud in an election, you can't serve. Nelson, I know you know that. George, I wonder who the people who voted for Fetterman in Pennsylvania thought they were electing. They clearly didn't know or they care. But people voting for Santos are supposed to care. I care. I voted for him. I don't want a fraud representing me. Gary Anderson, Brooklyn, New York, with the so-called omnibus spending bill now saddled upon us. Senator Rand Paul's Festivus Report 2022 is worthy. I agree. I mean, Senator Paul, I don't really get along with too well. He's good on this issue. Al Davis, Camden, Missouri, just finished reading Killing the Killers. One thing that struck me is if Islamic fanatics of ISIS have such a deep hatred of America, wouldn't they be likely crossing the southern border? Of course. Of course. Dope dealers, terrorists, everybody. Of course. Scott Kirley, Oahu, Hawaii. I have a bit of a problem. My amazing wife bought me the entire Killing series for Christmas. Where should I start? I would start with Killing England. Get the revolution down, then go to Killing Lincoln. And then from there, it doesn't really matter. But Killing England, Killing Lincoln will set you about America and the two biggest things that happened early on. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 2022 will go down as one of the worst years in the history of commercial aviation. The combination of COVID, pilot shortages, government inaction caused travel chaos for millions of Americans. Here are the facts. Throughout last year, 2022, the volume of passengers was roughly 80% of what it was before COVID. Despite fewer flyers, revenue for the major air carriers actually went up 70% because of price gouging. But the airlines did not hire personnel with those profits. There simply are not enough pilots and crew members to operate the flight schedules. So, flight cancellations went up 20% across the board. In April, JetBlue slashed a third of all its trips. Delta eliminated 15%. 5,000 routes were canceled over the Easter break, another 10,000 delayed. Said a JetBlue spokesperson at the time, quote, "Over the past several days, severe weather in the southeast and multiple air traffic control delay programs have created significant impacts on our industry," unquote. That was a ruse. JetBlue did not have enough pilots and personnel to fly its route system. Just last week, Southwest Airlines canceled 3,000 flights every single day. The carrier released the following statement, quote, "We know even our deepest apologies to our customers, to our employees, and to all affected throughout this disruption only go so far," unquote. Yeah, that's right. People's entire Christmas vacations were ruined. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg sent a letter to Southwest asking the company to reimburse some travelers for costs. Despite all the chaos, airfares are up 30% compared to last year. The domestic airline ticket on average, $350. And here's something else you might not know. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition demanding a new passenger bill of rights in the USA. The guidelines would impose major penalties, but that is the job of the federal government, which, of course, it is not doing. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.